In the summertime, I tell you what, it's quite easy to get out and do a little bit of exercise in the summertime. Of course, coming to winter, a little bit tougher to find the time or the motivation. But with some new surveys coming out from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, apparently we should be doing a little bit more to throw a few extra kilos off to the side. And to talk to us about some of the health impacts about that from the Institute is Dr. Lynelle Moon. Good morning, Lynelle. What are some of the main reasons that we should be trying to lose a little bit of weight?
Thanks, Mark. Well, what we've done in this study is to look at the total impact of overweight and obesity on the population. And what we found is that it does have a substantial impact. And by quantifying it, we found that 7% of the total health burden was due to overweight and obesity. So that takes into account both its effect on people dying early or also the effects of living with diseases that are caused by overweight and obesity.
I was reading through some of the stats that you guys have pulled together, and there are at least 22 diseases linked to being overweight, including 11 types of cancer and some of the other big ones, cardiovascular conditions, and even asthma and dementia. So it really can affect your entire health by being overweight, can't it?
That's right. It has a lot of impacts, not just a few, but quite a substantial impact on both individuals but also on the wider society.
So what sort of strain does obesity have on Australian health in general? Because I guess we can also talk broader, and you can talk about the health budget as well, which is, you know, always a bit of contention.
That's right. We didn't actually look at that in our study, but in general some of the other effects other than the health effects are the costs, the health system costs associated with overweight and obesity, but also lost productivity. So people who are unable to work for various reasons because of the health effects of overweight and obesity, but also, of course, personal impacts and impacts on families as well.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, if you lose a little bit, you all of a sudden getting into nicer-looking clothes as well. You're feeling good, you're feeling more refreshed, and you're feeling like you're participating in life a lot better, don't you?
That's right.
Now, on top of that, you mentioned that even by losing just a few kilos, you know, 3 or 4 kilos can make a huge difference. What's the thought behind that? Because I know we generally think, oh, I need to lose weight, I need to, you know, have this massive reduction, but even just a small bit can help, can't it?
Exactly. So what we also did in this study is to run some scenarios to see what would be the impact in the future of there were three scenarios. One was that the population continued to put on weight. The second scenario was people to stop putting on weight but stay the same weight. And the third one was to lose what we call one body mass index point. And that's equivalent to about 3 kilograms for people of average height. So if everybody who was overweight or obese did lose that one BMI point, the overall impact on the overall impact of obesity would be around 14% lower than it would have been if people had continued to put on weight.
The other thing too is momentum can sort of take over as well. Like I know over the last 12 months I've been doing this very thing, and you go and all of a sudden things start to happen, and then momentum kicks in and you just keep losing and you're gradually heading towards that goal. It seems like you get there a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's terrific. Yes, indeed. And I think it is surprising that it's not really the huge amounts of weight that needs to be lost to have this population-level impact. It's relatively small changes, whether it's just stopping to put on weight or, as we also modelled, losing a small amount.
For sure. So what would you recommend is the best way for us to go about managing our waistlines? Because there's a whole different school of thought, isn't there? Doing it quickly, doing it slowly. What would you recommend?
Yeah, so that's not something we cover in our work, but certainly in general, the things that make a difference is obviously more physical activity, as you mentioned, but also potentially changes in diet. But what we would certainly recommend is, because it's different for every individual, that people should talk to their healthcare provider about what might be the best approach for them.
And of course, keep in mind those longer term goals, Lynelle, as well. We want to try and fight off those cancers, osteoarthritis, diabetes, dementia, gout. The list is pretty much endless. We all do our little bit. We'll all be a little healthier, a little longer. Thank you for your time today.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Off to the gym, are we?
I'm working for a while, but then I'll ride my bike home.
Good. Well, as long as you make the time. Have a great morning, Lynelle. It is 9:24. It's 2NURFM 103.7.